whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, sick today. I actually got 2 or 3 guys, so make a decision. I don't believe he'll be good enough for tonight, though.
How about Doug Greenway? What's his progress?
Just back with the team, just starting to work out. So in the very early stages of, kind of that second phase of post-surgery now.
Benson's been very active in the offensive zone these last handful of games. What sort of steps have you seen him take now, the further that he's been out from that injury and just the more consistent ice time?
I think he does a great job from the top of the circles down, small ice, finding that, that area around the net. He's been in, on those second chance opportunities, those second chance goals. He's hard to track. I think we've seen his quickness from that top of the circles down. I think that was probably missing early in the year.
You obviously have coached against Ovechkin for a long time. You played against Gretzky. This is a record that people thought was never going to be broken. What's your reaction just to see what Alex is doing, the way that he's playing at this age?
I just think there's only a few athletes in this sport that have been able to do what he's doing. And I mean, he's an incredible physical specimen, first of all. Like, just an incredibly strong man. He's had one of the best shots in the game forever, and he still has one of the best shots in the game, even at this age. Knows where to go, and he knows where to put it. So to be doing it, at his age, I think is an incredible feat.
You saw the Capitals quite a bit while you were in Jersey. Have you seen that team really take a step and become maybe more well-rounded and more difficult to play?
Yeah, I think the more of a four line. I think overall team speed, good size. They've got good size now. I really like their defense. I think they've done a real good job. Probably unexpected. I mean, I think they surprised a lot of people. I'm not as surprised this year because of what they did last year. I think they just sort of built off it and found some pieces to put in, and now they're even better.
What was it like as a player trying to corral Gretzky, and what's it like as a coach to try to plan around Ovechkin?
Well, now we're talking, physically, Ovi could dominate you. I mean, Wayne with lateral movement and where he operated out, totally different game. I think Alex's game, he can run you over, he can take you wide, he can do almost everything. And Wayne, his game was incredible, how he could go left or right when he hit the line, get the middle of the ice, operate from below the goal line, behind the net. So we're talking two different games, but two incredible players.
Brian Ho, recently, Lindy, your penalty kill, your 5-on-4 penalty kills killed off the last 11. I mean, is it the desperation you're seeing? What are you seeing that's making that 5-on-4 penalty kill so good?
Our trip, we had a good, real good special teams trip. I think our penalty killing, again, if you don't take 5 or 6 penalties a game, if you keep it to 1 or 2, or maybe you get to 3, you've got a good chance of killing them off. I think the pairs we've been trying to use have got used to playing with each other and have been good. A key save at the right time is always gets you in that position. But I thought the kills we had in Vegas were both excellent kills. And that the group is pretty locked in. We haven't made those big mistakes. I think early in the year we had failed clears that just hurt us. Win a face-off, we don't clear it. Some of those puck mistakes we've eliminated, which has really helped in killing a lot of those penalties.
What did Ryan Plow do to recapture some of the scoring he had in October and November?
Yeah, I think get around the front of the net more. Just use his quickness to get there. You know, he's been kind of bounced around since, you know, that line had really good chemistry. I think that's the one thing. He's probably the one guy that really hasn't kind of found chemistry with anybody since. There's been games I've kind of liked his game. But it hasn't been in a lot of offensive opportunities, and it seemed like that Zucker Greenway McLeod combination was something that really worked for us.
You want him to shoot more?
Well, when he gets the opportunity, for sure. It depends on where that shot is coming from. But typically, to get on the board offensively, you got to get in between the dots and get in that dirty area to get involved in some of the higher quality opportunities.
You mentioned Zucker there. What does he bring to the team, maybe both on and off the ice? He's been one of the most consistent players this season so far.
Just a veteran guy that really has been there and done it and is kind of embraced, the opportunity he's getting from, a number one power play and playing up with our top guys. He's really taken advantage of it. He's been a good leader for us. The way he's played on the ice, the way he's carried himself off the ice with these guys, he's been a real good piece for us.
What have you noticed about how Henry has handled just the inconsistent playing time, and what do you hope to see from him when he does get back in?
Well, I've had conversations with him about, how hard we need to play. I think some of his puck play has hurt him. Inconsistent puck play. The 50-50 battles are a big deal. The last conversation was about that next opportunity will be there. You just have to take advantage of it. Every player gets that opportunity, and I think when you cross paths with your opportunity and your preparation that goes into that, whether it's how hard you work when you're not playing, take advantage of it.
Circle back on the PK. What challenges beyond Ovi's shot does the power play present on the other side?
Well, they can move the pieces around pretty good. So I think that's the challenge, that he won't be in the same place every time. And I think you see that with good power play. I think you're seeing it a little bit with our power play now, where now the pieces are interchanging a lot more. It's a little bit tougher to kind of track where that play is going to be coming from, whether it's a Zucker one-timer in the slot, or whether that's Thompson in the slot, and then how does the other team defend it, whether it's a lefty or a righty. So I think they've got pieces that do the same thing, that, you can take a defenseman and roll him through, and all of a sudden Ovechkin's in a different place, and you have to be aware of where those guys are at.